Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look, all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me tonight is the whole crew is here. Big Shot's here. And we got two guys that need sweepers. I'll get our production assistant on it this week. All right, don't worry.
Yes, sir.
Lisa will help us out.
Man, I've only been doing this show for like
half a year.
Almost a, what, yeah, like 6-7 months now?
Yeah.
And nothing?
I'm working on some
new
stuff.
Still got Easy Sweeper in there. Hey, Easy, where you at? You
look, hey, this? I'm working on some new stuff, all right?
Cool, cool, cool.
And all I do is spit fire on this mic, so it should be easy to find some clips on there.
I don't know, man. You said the truth, though. You're supposed to speak the truth.
I did.
Anyway, we got a great weekend, a week of football coming up. We got Thanksgiving Day, so let's get into it. And then we'll do Dummies of the Week in this segment. The first game this week on Thursday, 12:30, the Vikings at the Lions. Who do you guys got for the Vikings and Lions?
Man, this should be a sweep, y'all. Don't be dumb.
Lions.
Lions. Don't do it.
It is Thanksgiving Day, though.
Lions. I remember what the Lions did last year. Matt Stafford and Calvin Johnson had a miraculous day. They beat the hell out of whoever they were playing. I forgot who they were playing, but Matt Stafford threw for like 4 or 5 touchdowns last year.
Do you trust Sam Bradford or the defense? That's the thing.
I don't trust neither one of them right now.
Neither one of them.
I'm going to go with Detroit at home on Thanksgiving Day.
Bingo. Matthew Stafford's going to put up 450 yards.
As much as it pains me.
I need him this week, man. He had the yards. He didn't have any touchdowns. Like
no, he killed me in one of my fantasy leagues. I had him starting.
I think I only had one person score for me this week, and that was DeMarco Murray in my fantasy.
I'm just glad I had Ebron score a rushing touchdown, so that was great.
Kirk Cousins. It was a good day.
I'll go with the Lions. I don't have a lot of faith in them to win this game. I think the Vikings will win.
Let's move on to the 4:30 game.
Yeah, let's do that.
The 4:30 game, the racial slur 6-3-1 at the best team in the NFL, the Cowboys at 9-1. 9 straight. Dak Prescott has looked – come on. Don't give any hate for this team.
Go ahead.
Dak has played great the last 2 weeks against, I'm just saying, and he's played better teams than the Redskins have.
Go ahead, Rock.
But what? Am I picking?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know who I'm going. Cowboys are going to blow them out because the Redskins' defense is horrible. Besides Josh Norman, their defense is
garbage. They
only
allowed 24 to Green Bay.
Green Bay has no – Chris Baker went out with injury, okay? Who knows if he's even playing?
Ryan Kerrigan.
That our offensive line is the MVP this season. No one will stop this offensive line.
But it's Washington and it's Dallas, and we know it's going to be close, and we know it's going to be competitive.
Different season, dude, I'm telling you.
All right, here's
that's why I've been here.
I'm going to just go ahead and kick it off. I'm going to pick the Redskins. This is why.
Everybody's going to.
But I'm going to
go ahead and start the hatred.
I'm going to back it up with facts.
Okay, what facts?
Facts are.
Please, because I'm going to rebuttal everyone.
Okay, here's the thing. The Redskins can do. And I'm not saying they're as good. Don't get me wrong. They do one thing well that the Cowboys do. They hold time of possession a lot. this is going to be a low-scoring game.
When did they hold possession last night? All I saw was deep passes every time.
Well, that's because
that's because
Green Bay sucks.
I've never seen them.
Look at them against
position.
The Ravens. Look at them against the Giants. Both wins. They controlled the clock. They run. They run, they run, they run. And Kirk Cousins dunks and dunks and dunks. Last night, they could throw over the top because Green Bay has
like
no
Kirk
secondary.
Cousins isn't going to force –
uh-uh.
Wild passes.
Do y'all not realize this is a magical season for this team?
I do, but I also don't. I think they're going to lose, and I think if they're going to lose, it's going to be the Redskins coming off a great game the other night where Kirk Cousins lit it up. He's going to come in with that confidence. They're going to come in to prove something, and he's going to be like, you like that? Because Dallas is going down.
No, they're not. So, first and foremost, all right, you said, I can't believe you trust Kirk Cousins to win a game. I don't. He has not beat a good team in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You fact that you fact check that all you want. He hasn't.
I agree with
beat
that.
The
I mean,
he beat the Giants.
He beat the Giants. Okay, the there's
Ravens.
One good win.
Beat the Ravens.
Okay, the Ravens are way overrated, dude. Y'all know that.
You they didn't say that Jets. When you were blasting up about how great you were when you beat them yesterday. You were hyping them up,
you know,
and
what?
Now all of a sudden
No. Hold on a second. It was a good win yesterday. But it wasn't a great win.
Okay, well, Kirk Cousins got good win over them.
All right, anyway.
Both teams handled Green Bay.
No, I know. All right.
So, it's a pretty even matchup.
I'm going to wait for – it's not even close, dude, because the offensive line for Dallas is a lot better than the Redskins.
You know how you keep that offensive line off the field? You keep your offense on the field to keep Dallas's defense on the field.
And, right. And we can do the same thing.
They beat the Ravens at home.
Okay. All right. That's great. I almost say is I cannot wait until January 1st
beat the Vikings.
When we win the whole freaking – or February when we get to where
I think
we
it's
going to
be a close game. I'm going to take
and
the
then
Cowboys
all
home,
three
though.
Of you can hate.
No, I'm not a Cowboy hater. I kind of stay on that line, right. that objective line.
I'm be rooting for the racial slurs. Don't get it twisted, but I think the Cowboys are going to win.
You got
I'm
Cowboys.
Be for the racial slurs.
Who you got?
Cowboys. Yeah,
y'all are all going to be wrong. I cannot wait.
I hope I'm wrong. Please watch.
It's going to be 3-point win.
We want to see Dan Snyder
score's
doing
gonna
his
be,
little dance again.
You do realize
score's going to be 20-17.
You do realize their kicker missed the extra point again, right?
Do you know?
By
that,
the way, everybody
13,
did.
Yeah, 13 kickers did. Missed.
12. All y'all are dummies of the week.
Oh,
by
yeah.
the way,
no, I know. The next game, the night
oh,
game,
you took mine.
The well, night
that,
game
that was obvious anyway.
The night game is the Steelers at the Colts. The Colts won a game, impressive game yesterday against the Titans. The Steelers beat the Browns. Who cares? Who's winning this game?
The Colts are playing good ball right now, man. They look like they figured some things out. I see a shootout, though, like 41-38. I'll take the Colts, though.
I'm going to go with the Colts, but, man, Pittsburgh, their backs are against the wall, man. But I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Colts? I'm going to go with the Steelers.
I like luck, man. I like everything about them.
I'm going to go with the Steelers because they're playing on the road. They need the win. And they're going to get the win.
Like both of these teams need to win.
Yeah,
that's the part. That's why
the
I'm looking
Steelers,
at it.
The Steelers need it more because I think the Colts can catch Jacksonville, Houston,
well,
whoever's there.
What that division they're in? Yeah, yeah
that division.
Yeah.
Both of these
I mean,
teams
no
are
offense,
in bad divisions.
But
right
the
now.
Steelers and Ravens are better than the top two of the South. I'm just saying. So I'm gonna go with the Steelers. Who you got?
I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
And I like Brown to be the X factor, so there you go. Let's move on to the next game. We have the Chargers at the Texans. Who y'all got real fast? Won't go around the table.
I'm not picking Brock Osweiler. I will roll with Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Superchargers. Phillip Rivers is the X factor.
I wish I could see this game tonight before I made this pick, but I think I'm going to go with Houston.
You know how I feel, Sandy. You know how I feel about Brock Osweiler. He should be in prison right now.
What?
For stealing?
For stealing that money. He should be in prison.
I'm going to go
that
with,
dude had 99 yards passing.
I said that. Hey, I've been saying that every week. I've been saying that. Brock Osweiler should be in prison.
Listen.
I'm pro money. So get your money, man.
I am too.
There's two things real fast. First and foremost, Bosa is going to kill Burt Osweiler, I think, this game. The second thing, this is where Tony Romo will be next year is in Houston. So I'll go with the Chargers.
No, he'll be in Denver next year, Tony Romo. He'll be in Denver.
Tony Romo going to the Browns, homie.
He ain't going to the Browns. Real fast on that. Jerry Jones, the worst mistake he'll ever do, he will only trade Romo to a contender.
He's gonna.
He will not trade
you know
him
where Romo going?
To a losing
he going
team.
To your team.
The Bears.
No,
he's
going no. It's Denver.
No, it's Denver.
It's Denver, Arizona, 1-2.
Because John Elway ain't picking up $20 million.
Because Jerry's going to put his son in the right position to win.
That's what I was saying.
He's going to put his son in the right position to win.
He's not
going
to trade him to a bad place.
But then at the same time, do you think Jerry would want Tony Romo to win a championship before him? You know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
I would think
well,
so.
Well, he's banking that they're going to win it this year, and then he doesn't care.
Right, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So the next game we'll go to, because I got the Chargers winning. Anybody going with the 49ers over the Dolphins? I'm going Dolphins.
Dolphins.
No.
Fins are playing great.
They absolutely. Jay is going to have 250 yards rushing against
the 49ers.
Do
you want to reconsider your thoughts on Ryan Tannehill?
Hell no.
No, he's still terrible.
He's still a bum. He's still a bum. He's still a bum.
All right.
Jay Ajayi, can you have 30 more carries this Sunday, please?
Ryan Tannehill would not want to walk in his room. Right. Let him know he's bad.
What about the Rams at the Saints? Who y'all got?
New Orleans.
Rams at Saints. It's
Rams
at
Saints.
New Orleans.
Is that New Orleans?
Then I go New Orleans.
In New Orleans. Yeah, Breeze. I'm a Breeze guy, man. Breeze. Breeze is going to put up. Breeze going
to
put up 47.
Week. Don't you do it with Jared Goff? No.
Oh my!
The breakdowns. Upset alert. I am going with the LA. I'm going to go with the St. Louis Rams to win this game.
First of all, it's the L.A. Rams.
First of all, I am going with
Jared Goff. Here's one real fast, all right? Jared Goff is going to play and win this game. I am telling you.
Really?
He's going to have a breakout game.
Jared Goff's going to out-duel Drew Brees.
That's what I'm saying.
In the Superdome.
I can't wait to next week.
Let me hold on. I just want to say this. If your philosophy at quarterback is, well, please, he can't be any worse than Case Keenum, you ain't got a good quarterback. Yeah.
Dude, I'm crying in here because I cannot believe.
This is the eliminator pick right here. Saints over Rams.
I cannot believe it.
Listen, I already did the upset special when I picked the Skins over the Cowboys.
Listen.
That actually has a real chance.
No, this has a chance. They're both 4-6, I'm telling you. And he has a better running back than New Orleans does. So I'm going to go. Ingram might be out.
New Orleans has one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I know, but I'm saying the defense. Aaron Donald is one of the best nose tackles in this game.
How many
they're
times
both,
have Breeze okay. hey, this year?
Is the Rams and the Saints the same record?
Yes.
Okay. There's a chance then. I don't see the problem.
There's a chance they don't lose by 30.
The Rams will win this game, I'm telling you. And they're playing indoors.
But we might look. They better not win because we're going to look dumb.
I'm done.
All this clowning we doing here right now. Oh man, I might not come next week.
Now the next game, I'm not going to do this like you guys might. The Giants playing at the Browns. Do the Browns finally win a game?
Hell no. No. Right.
No, but I'm going to tell you what is really
sad
is about.
Looking good, though.
Hold on. I'm going to say this about the Cleveland Browns. The problem is the thing that they do best, they can't do for long because they get blown out.
Yeah.
They run the ball really well. Duke Johnson Jr. and Crowell's
not running well lately the last four games, dude.
They are running the ball well. They're averaging almost 100 yards. They're really – really talented running the ball. The problem is they're losing 14-0 7 minutes into the game.
All right, so we're all going Giants. We agree. Cardinals at Falcons. Who y'all going with? Cardinals at Falcons.
This is a tough man. I'm going to go with the Dirty Birds. Matt Ryan is having an unbelievable season, man. If their record was a little better, he would be the leader in the clubhouse for the MVP award for me.
I'm going with the Redbirds.
I'm going with the Cardinals, too. They have to. I mean.
Coming off a bye.
I do not. The Cardinals got smashed 30-24 in Minnesota.
Something got to give.
Palmer is a freaking target. He's going to get lit up again, man.
The Falcons have to be able to light.
I don't know if you said. I don't know if you said that, but that might be a landing spot for Tony Romo too. Did we say Arizona?
Arizona. So you're going Arizona.
The Dirty Bird.
Oh, you're going for Atlanta.
You're going Arizona. I'm going to Arizona myself.
Okay. Vic Beasley will be the difference maker in this game. I think he will kill. He will absolutely destroy Palmer. I'm gonna go.
Unless Duke Johnson goes wild on them boys.
David Johnson.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So many Johnsons in the league.
Then let's go to the Bengals at the Ravens. No AJ Green, like we talked about, playing at Baltimore. Who you got?
I'm gonna take B more at home, man.
Yeah, I gotta go Ravens. If AJ Green's playing, I take Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, which just, is everything's going wrong for
which
them.
Which is why I took Cincinnati over Buffalo.
I'm taking Baltimore, even if Cincinnati had AJ Green, because I just Marvin Lewis has to go, man.
Yeah, he's got to get fired.
God.
By the way,
Stephen A. Smith is leading that charge, man.
I am too. I agree.
Stephen A. Smith is the backer of black coaches. Yeah, trying to get Marvin Lewis out of there.
Listen, and I'm that type of guy too, because I'm in a sports group on Facebook, and I get killed for saying no. Marvin Lewis has to go. Everybody's like, oh, what are you talking about?
He does need to go.
And I was the one, and I'm a diehard Bears fan. At one point, I needed Lovie out of there, too. Lovie's got to go.
Yeah, have a chance.
And I'm a big guy with the African-American coaches in the league, but, yeah. You know, if you're not winning, you're not winning.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think Steve Smith will have a huge game. He had an amazing catch in Dallas, by the way. I will say that. The next game is the Jags at the Bills. Are we giving the Jags a chance?
The most disappointing team in the league to me.
Man, you're telling me. Oh. I rode that. I said they were going to win the South, boss.
Yeah.
Man, I like – is it at Jags? No, it's at Buffalo. All right, Buffalo.
I'm taking Buffalo.
Ain't no warm weather team going up north.
Nope. Remember, I'm from up there, so nope.
And I'm from Florida. Nope.
we're all going to Buffalo. All right. The next game, Titans at Bears. Anybody going with the Bears?
Yes, me.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to take the Bears really? As well.
They are starting Matt Barkley.
Oh.
Matt Barkley.
Are they?
That's why I heard.
Oh, I read that. Actually.
Yeah. Okay, never mind then. I'm going to take Mariota.
I'm taking DeMarco Murray, all right?
Yeah.
I also have a good record. I also have a pretty good record when I bet against my team, so I'm going to take the Titans too.
It's actually the best thing in the world to do.
So we all got Titans. Team. Everybody's got the Titans. The next game, anybody taking the Buccaneers over the Seahawks? They're playing Tampa.
Wow. Oh.
You know what? The Bucs, when they played the Seahawks last year, they went out to a big lead. Right. They can play against them, but like, no, I'm going to go with Seahawks.
They got trouble with Mike Evans. Mike Evans big.
Well, everybody does. And don't forget Doug Martin's back, so they do have a running game again.
Yeah, but he's going
to
be coming.
It's going to be on Jameis, though. If they can win this game, it's going to be on Jameis. Jameis is going to have 304 touchdowns.
You aren't talking to the
he's
mic.
He's had 302 straight years now.
Y'all don't hear me? I'm not loud enough?
Now you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. So no, I'm taking Seattle. It's at home, right? It's in Seattle, right?
No, it's in Tampa.
Oh, it's in Tampa?
Yes, in Tampa.
Well, Tampa hasn't won a home game yet this year.
Let's not go.
That might be the jinx. I'm going to take Seattle. Seattle's playing
Seattle,
good right now.
Seattle.
The best Seattle, team in the league, Seattle.
Second best. You keep saying it. The next game.
And I'm going to show you guys why after the show, too. Why I kind of have some Seattle bias.
Pats playing against Fitzpatrick in New York.
Fitzpatrick.
Are we going Patriots, right?
No.
You going Jets?
The Jets get one every year.
All right.
You know what? They do, though.
They're going to get one.
They do.
And not they're going to get it this year, this year, right not here. Year.
I just don't not think this year, but they do.
They get
do.
One. Wait, is it? Where is it?
It's in New York.
Boom. Give me the Jets.
All right. Forte, we'll see. He'll have to have a big game for them to do that. The next game, Noodle Arm.
Patriots. That's what I'm going. I don't know if you heard me. Patriots.
The Chiefs at the Broncos. Noodle Arm in Denver.
Look, I'm going to tell you to stop calling my boy Alex Smith Noodle Arm. Stop disrespecting him.
That's low disrespect.
Look at his record.
Noodle Arm. Yeah, it's under 500. What do you want me to
say? We argue about this every time. It really pisses me off.
He said about 1,000 times
last
week.
He's like a spaghetti noodle, man. What's wrong with you?
Yep. Spaghetti noodling right to victory.
Denver. Von Miller.
Except, not this week, though. They lost to Tampa last week, dude.
Denver.
I couldn't believe that. Is it in Denver?
It's in Denver.
I got to go Denver.
Yeah, I'm going with Denver, even though I don't trust Simeon whatsoever.
Switch your team up and start me.
I'm going to go with Kansas City because I do not trust Trevor at all.
Well, I feel better now. I'm definitely going with Kansas City losing.
Well, hello from Asheville. Everybody, you know, on Periscope, somebody say hello from Asheville.
What's going on, Asheville?
What's up, Asheville?
Stay safe, man.
On this show, give us a call. You can call my phone, 919-943-2044.
And the Monday night game, the Packers at the Eagles. Man, God, I wish this could be better.
The Eagles, the Packers can't stop nobody.
No, I'm going to go. Hey, kid, they could stop Carson Wentz. I'm going to go with Green Bay. They're going to get back on track. They're going to get back on track. And I don't like Green Bay at all. I hate Aaron Rodgers.
I hate Green Bay.
You know, it's
there's no franchise in sports I hate more than Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
So you're going
with I don't know. I hate the Florida Gators.
McKelvin is
in this game
protocol.
In this particular game,
and don't forget Darren Sproles might be out. and Ryan, the other
Smallwood is a pretty good back.
Ryan
though.
Matthews.
Matthews might be out as well. Sorry.
Yeah. Three of my starting Green Bay, I guess. Fantasy. By default, I guess.
I have no faith in Green Bay in this game, but I can't
you
go
just,
Eagles.
You just said they won the worst three teams in the league. How you going to pick them? I know it's Philadelphia. You hate Philly.
I'm sorry. I cannot sit here and say that Green Bay is one of the worst three teams in the league. They have Aaron Rodgers.
I just called them one of the worst three teams in the league.
I called them that because you watched that game this week. Okay?
That was Kirk Cousins,
and,
man.
No, that was their defense being absolutely garbage.
Carson Wentz going to have him
the
up.
Shanahan did something
right. He should have a – they did a lot right, man. They won a Super Bowl. But anyway, I'm going to go with Green Bay because I'm like one of you. I think that hopefully they turn around this week. Let's go into dummies of the week. Joseph Randall dummies of the week. I'm going to have to rename this. We're going to have to make a wager one week. You know, I'm going to rename this award after one of you two guys for this. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall BSS Carolinas dummy of the week. All right. Who's first?
Kyle Busch, last restart, he gets blown off the line. So he decides he needs to go pit with three laps left in the damn race. Like, he's going to make up that much pole position. He lost like four spots, ended up dropping the 10th. He had no chance to win at that point. Why in the hell did you go off the track to pit road for tires then? What were you thinking?
Blame it on the car. Like, that's why we didn't win. It wasn't because I forgot to hit the accelerator.
You just not smart. That was stupid.
All right. You got one?
I do, man. And we kind of mentioned it earlier. You'll probably piggyback on this. But, man, kickers.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go right after.
But I will say this about kickers. Everybody hates on kickers. But it's like, listen, why are they the only people in sports that – they have to be perfect at their jobs. People don't get mad when quarterbacks throw an incompletion. People do get mad when a running back fumbles. But you can't sit there and say you're a kicker. You have to always make it. Honestly, I want to see people go, you know what? I can run a slant route. I may not catch the ball, but you know what? I've tried to kick a football. It's damn hard.
Here's why people get upset. Here's why people get upset, all right? This used to be a bathroom break. That you could not even have to pay attention to it. Now you actually got to watch to see if it's good or not. And then if they block it, they get a chance to score it and get 2 points.
That's why you hit pause on your TV.
I'm well, saying, you ask me why, I'm telling you.
I can pee in my bathroom and still see my TV, so right. It really don't matter to me.
I can take my phone and watch it on my app and take a leak.
One thing real fast, I got a story. Andrew Luck is in concussion protocol.
I just seen that.
What?
Yeah.
So
he'll play.
Yeah, he probably will, but we'll see.
Andrew Luck is a tough guy.
Do you have any more dummies, or that's it?
Nah, man.
You got any?
Got the kickers, and I was watching the Clippers-Bulls game the other night, and that referee that blew that travel call on Blake Griffin, my God.
And Marcus Smart. He is the floppiest flopper.
Did you see? Was it the Pelicans last week? Was it the?
He needs to start getting some fines.
Oh,
Adam Silver, hello. We need to be giving this guy a call. I thought y'all were finding fools for flopping. I haven't seen one fine come across the screen.
That Andre Drummond, his elbow didn't come anywhere near his face, and he fell on the ground like a fool.
Oh yeah, Blake was traveling his behind off.
They don't call traveling in the NBA. That's just
well, the blatant ones they should.
Two really long steps.
The blatant ones, man. But this one was like, I counted like 9 steps he took before he shot that fadeaway. It's like, man, that's terrible.
And he missed.
Yeah.
That's vindication, though. That's what it's about.
Yeah, they don't call travel in the NBA at all. But some of these ones are just so...
It was a player. There was a fumble on the bottom of the pile. Instead of pointing the team for his team to have the ball, he was pointing for the opposite team to have the ball. Like, yeah, they got it. First down deal.
Oh, yeah. That was so. Yeah.
I forgot what game
he was like. He was like, that way.
And everybody was like, no, dude, no, you mean the other way, don't you? He was like, no, this way.
He was like, that's their ball, idiot.
And Bob Greasy, Clemson, Pittsburgh were playing whole game. Oh, they just committed to stopping the run. They need to switch it up. Go after, make him blitz. Make him do something besides passing. He's killing you with the passing game. End up getting a big interception and then ended the game and winning the game because they shut down the run and let Deshaun Watson have to throw it 70 times. Come on now. Don't doubt the coaches.
Wait, hold on. Who's not a dummy of the week? Didn't last week I said Pittsburgh would beat Clemson? I surely did.
Right. Oh, you said all that? Right. Oh,
surely right. did.
You're great.
Good call.
Thank you.
So the other one, I have a couple of dummies. The first one's the kickers. I agree. 11 extra points, 12. Excuse me. Missed yesterday. Leonard Fournette, I don't know if you saw the shove of the
that was great.
That pre-game. Was police had to come in.
Wait, I missed this.
Yeah. He shoved the assistant coach for Florida. It was trash talking before the
pre-game
game. Pre-game
one of those.
And one of the
assistant
coaches ran up on Fournette. Fournette gave him one shove. Said, hey, gave him another shove. Lucky he got to play in the game.
Oh, no LeGarrette Blount type stuff, right?
And I can't find the audio for this, but also yesterday at the Titans-Colts game, the ref saying offsides for everybody but the center.
That gets called more than you think it does.
That was pretty
false
funny.
Start on everyone but the center.
That was pretty good.
Did y'all call out whoever threw the dildo on the field at the Colts game a couple weeks ago?
No.
Jesus.
It was the Bills-Patriots, I think.
Yeah.
Was it the Bills?
It was Bills-Patriots, yeah.
It was definitely Patriots, because I remember Gronk.
Who was able to get on the sideline with a dildo in their hand to throw it on the field? I mean, what in the world?
Also, real quick, dummy. I don't know his name, but listen. The dude from Oklahoma State who gave his coach a black eye celebrating with his teammate. He was like, hey, come here. Boom.
Yeah.
Smacked his coach.
His glasses
out.
Went everywhere. Coach was looking at him like,
big man, what's up, big dog?
Why you hit me, big dog?
We have a new segment on the show this week we're going to start doing called Rack 'em Up.
Boy, we are finna play a football game tonight, boys. It's gonna be a great night tonight. If you run out of energy or get tired, look at me. I got too much.
Welcome to BSS Carolina's Rack 'em Up, where we share the biggest hits of the week.
Rack 'em Up. That took a dark turn. That was really weird.
That went from DMX to...
Wow.
Anyway, this week's biggest hits of the week, of the weekend. Who do you guys have any? I know you...
Let's start with Cody Kessler. He got destroyed yesterday before he went out with that concussion. And you can see why he had a concussion if you saw the hit. I mean, it like dude did like a side flip cartwheel with no hands in the air and landed on his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Sproles, he got popped. His little self went backwards. He got a broke rib. He might be out for the rest of the season, at least this week. Who else got hit really good? Mike Evans a couple weeks ago. He got popped.
Mike Evans did get laid out.
Yeah.
That was great.
Like, Luke Kuechly, I'm sorry. The way you looked when you were sitting there, like, you got hit hard.
He looked like –
that's who took the biggest hit. My heart, watching that grown man cry on the field like that.
And like I said, man, their heart was in their throat, like, oh, my God.
That was the look of a guy who was scared, like, yo, something's wrong with me. My career might be over tonight.
He got popped hard. And that's all I can think of off the top of my head. I'll start keeping my eye out going forward.
Well, if the producer of the show would let me know that segments were going to be just randomly...
Me too. I didn't know either. I didn't know either.
I would have had some.
I didn't know either.
If you, any games you had, was there any hits that you remember?
Name them all. The Gronk hit to me was pretty.
I forgot that.
That Gronk hit last week.
Yeah, Earl Thomas hit Gronk really hard.
What is a punctured lung? I mean,
I don't know what. They're not saying what it is. That was scary. They're saying
it's a hamstring.
That was the first report was punctured lung. That was the first report I heard.
Then they backtracked off that fast.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Because they say I'm chest bruised.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know. He got hit hard.
Because they say punctured lung, but he'll play. He won't play this week, but he'll play next week. I'm like, what?
Randall Cobb missed like the rest of last year with a punctured lung.
But at the same time, it's Gronk.
From a microphone.
But it is Gronk we're talking about.
It's very true.
Without Gronk, the Pats are just a little over mediocre.
Just a little.
So you guys don't have one at all?
No.
All right.
Who you got, Ron?
You kind of snuck us with it, you know what I mean?
I've got what maybe is the greatest one ever. The cameraman that got smacked. In the Vikings game against...
Wait.
Like, dude, what were you doing?
He was running in front... What?
How about him? Vikings coming out.
That's
he got popped.
Hey, listen, that's like not...
That's the hit.
That's like not looking both ways before you cross. That's one of those.
Here comes 200-300-pound defensive lineman right at you.
Oh, the best hit was...
about the deer?
No, that the deer that ran across country.
What about the deer?
Who was the guy? Oh, it was a basketball game. Dude took his shoe off, threw it in the stands, and hit that dude in the face.
DeMar DeRozan.
It was DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan. He took his shoe off and was like, yeah, boom, and it hit that person right in the face.
His shoe came off, and I think Rudy Gay's the one who threw it, though. I think it was Rudy Gay who threw it in the crowd, I think.
I just remember a shoe just hitting this person right in the mouth.
It was DeMar DeRozan size.
Paul
15.
George hit somebody with a basketball in the face or a shoe or something. Now, I mean, NBA players are tripping. Mm-hmm. Don't sit too close. You might get hit in the face.
Nothing will be as great as that woman at the Hornets game looking at her cell phone.
And
I was sitting like three or four rows behind her when it happened. Yeah. It was hilarious. I mean, you could see Stephanie Reddy, and I guess it was her daughter or somebody was with her. They were looking at the replays. They were laughing.
You couldn't help but laugh. Yeah. I mean, you sit front court.
The first time you're like, ooh, I feel bad. And then the second time you're like,
You keep looking at it.
And then you get mad at the damn husband for looking at the basketball come right at his wife's face.
And he ain't saying nothing.
Put his hand out. Ain't trying to say duck or nothing. Just,
You know what? Don't be looking at your cell phone at the game.
I mean, you're at a basketball, baseball game, football, whatever. I tell my wife, anybody else who's with me, it is your business to watch the game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you to stay off your phone. I'm going to tell you once, you better put it down during the game, especially when they're doing something. Timeouts, whatever. Let's go into cash money. Hey, we're doing cash money segment. Is that okay?
What's that?
That's players of the week.
Players of the week, okay. I got to thank somebody real quick.
Oh, nope. The sunshine. Believe it. It's too late. You already smell it's winter now, like man. Money.
I smell green. Team invasion, daddy.
With the song.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money. All right, cash money, players of the week. It's no more sunshine players of the week. Sun's going down earlier, man. Come on.
Anthony Davis and Jimmy Butler, both main players of the week in their prospective conferences. They said Jimmy Butler's having the most
dominant.
Jimmy
Butler who?
Jimmy Butler and Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy had 40 last night.
They said Jimmy Butler's having the most dominant stretch of his career right now.
Dwayne Wade is helping him.
I'm going to tell you who the player of the week is. Is it bad we doing basketball?
You can do anything you want.
Oh, well, give me Kirk Cousins, baby. I'm telling you. And he's going to push it into Thursday.
What was his stats last night?
387 yards or something like that.
Three touchdowns.
Wow. He had three plays over 50-plus yards.
I saw the Crowder catch on
Crowder, Gerson. Dude, they were playing the local Y. I'm telling you, it was embarrassing.
I don't know what local Y you be going to, but we don't be playing tackle football. And I'm a member of the Y.
I don't see nobody out there playing.
It's
football.
Those guys that did, at Home Depot.
The flag football teams.
Yeah.
You could have said the XFL. I'd have thought that. That'd be funny. Yeah. Right. Step your joke game up, man.
Any more, players of the week for you guys?
Yeah, man. I'm going to tell you, Thomas Rawls looked real good coming back from injury.
And he's on my fantasy team.
And I had CJ Prosize, who got hurt, of course. Like, seriously, if you're a running back in the NFL, don't be on my fantasy team because you're just going to get hurt. And look, I know, no joke, I got CJ Prosize. I got Ryan Matthews. Oh, man, who else do I got? I got Jordan Howard. I had Jeremy Langford at one point.
Both good picks.
Oh, man, who else do I got? Oh, I got Todd Gurley. You're not getting hurt, but damn, you ain't doing nothing.
You might as well be hurt.
You might as well. But get that 8 points every week. Woo! I got excited when Todd Gurley scored a touchdown this week. I was like, oh my God.
Get one this week.
No, that's all I got, boss. All
right.
Thomas Rawls looked good.
You got any?
Players, actually, it's going to go to the Seattle Seahawks franchise. Yesterday, they had their first touchdown pass to a quarterback ever.
Oh, that was dope. That was a great play.
That was.
I did not see that coming.
The ball went to Russell Wilson. Yeah. Way to go.
And that's why Seattle's the number one team in the league.
Doug Baldwin gets look, Doug Baldwin gets so disrespected in this league, man. And I'm one of them because I'm like, every time I talk, I don't even put him in my top 10. And then every week I'm like, man, he's fast.
Here's why I would not say he's a top 10 receiver. You take him off of Seattle, put him somewhere else. I don't think he performs
well. I'd love to have him in Carolina.
I don't think he performs well.
Good God. I'd love to have him in Carolina.
Russell Wilson loves the fact that Doug Baldwin is up there.
Yeah. And he loves it because everybody says, oh, well, it's just Doug Baldwin. He ain't going to do nothing except blow by you at least once a 100 game.
100 yards receiving every week, it seems like. Even if he doesn't score, he's getting them receiving yards.
He's multiple.
Undrafted out of Stanford.
Multiple touchdown games.
Well, I've got a couple. Chris Bryant named NL MVP, fourth player in Major League Baseball history to win Rookie of the Year and Major League or MVP in consecutive seasons. Astros signs Josh Reddick to a four-year, $52 million deal. He was with the Dodgers. Mike Trout won AL MVP.
That's bull crap.
Yeah, I know. Cowboys break franchise record, 9 straight wins. Dak Prescott with his second straight 300-yard game and 3 touchdowns. Zeke Elliott, Cowboys rookie rushing record, breaks Tony Dorsett. Was it the game? Yep. Jameis Winston, 353, 1 touchdown to lead the Bucs over the Chiefs.
Did you start him yesterday?
5-game streak. What, Jameis?
Yeah,
did you? I dropped him.
You dropped him?
I dropped him because somebody dropped Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, you dropping Stafford. He's got a little bit more points than Winston. And
yeah, but Winston also had that fumble where he couldn't even catch the ball. Whoops. He just like.
Oh. And I knew the bye week for Rivers was the same week Stafford was playing the Jags. So I thought maybe he would have a better week.
Nobody cares about your fantasy team.
Well, obviously somebody did. Somebody asked me a question. All right. James Harrison becomes the Steelers' all-time sack leader, 77.5 sacks.
Really?
Yeah. Which is
– he's played long enough. Ain't
he has, but he's finally there. Jimmy Johnson won his record 7th NASCAR title. Josh Smith. We got to talk about Josh Smith.
Oh, I heard about this.
He playing in China, scored 41 points, 19 rebounds, and 5 blocks. He made 7 out of 18 three-pointers.
He just jacking it up over there. He couldn't get 41 in 4 games in the league.
He had 5 blocks. I've never heard him have 5 blocks. I guess it's easy to
block 5'7", 5'6" Asian guys that are slow.
I'm going to tell you what, man. Like 2K13, Josh Smith was a monster.
Yeah. No, he was killer on
2K. He blocked everything, hit threes. He was awesome.
And last but not least, 55-year-old Joe Thomas Sr., becomes the oldest Division I player ever with 1 carry for South Carolina State.
His son is in the NFL.
Yeah, his son's in the NFL.
Who? Green Bay, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about it last night.
Why didn't give a 55-year-old
55
carry?
Because
they're going to get that man killed.
He had 1 carry. He's done.
They're literally, he's like, he's not even on the team anymore.
Yeah,
he just wanted 1 carry. That was his lifelong dream.
That's pretty cool.
What if he'd have got his neck broke on that 1 carry?
He wasn't worried about that. He was good.
I mean, it was for like a 2-yard gain.
He got 2 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's done, though. He played his 1 game, man.
That's his baller right there. You 55, you get a carry, you get positive yards against 19 and 20.
Man, I just want to say this, though, real quick before we end this. Man, I saw a stat during that Cowboys game that blew my mind. Ezekiel Elliott has only lost 10 games in his entire football career.
That's really
he lost losing. 5 in high school, 4 in college, and now 1 in the NFL.
Crazy.
So since his freshman year of high school, he's only lost 10 games. That's bananas, dude.
I agree.
So, I mean, that's not like – I mean, I just saw that and was like, are you serious?
More losses are going to come, of course. Cowboys can't go 15-1, 16-0 every season.
I mean, Cam went like 3 years without losing a single game, and then
He gets to the league, and
he lost more than that.
7-9.
Yeah, he was an under 500 quarterback before last season.
Yep. And now he's back.
He's back
now
under 500 again.
Yeah, that 15. Well, 15-1 will do it.
All right, let's go into breakdown: true or false.
True or false?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
All right, here we go. Carson Wentz will have more passing yards and touchdowns than Kirk Cousins this week.
Ooh.
The Redskins are playing at the Cowboys.
False.
And wait a minute, I can tell you where Carson Wentz is playing.
I don't care.
He's playing at home against the Packers defense.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Gosh. Could I say push?
No, it's true or false. It's not true, false, or push.
I'll say false.
False.
I do not like Philadelphia's wide receivers at all. Aguilar can't catch. Matthews can't get open. False.
Huff? Is that one of their other wide receivers?
Isn't he hurt?
Matthews.
I don't know. No, Huff. No, Huff. No, Jordan.
Huff
Matthews.
Got hurt. No, Huff got cut because he did something stupid.
Marijuana. Yeah. He had a gun.
He's on Tampa now. Tampa's on him.
Yeah,
and Darren Sproles might be out. You said Ryan Matthews is out. So there go 2 more weapons.
Yeah,
but Zach Ertz will be back.
I'll say false. Kirk Cousins is probably going to have 2 to 3 touchdown passes.
I'm going to say true. I think, of course, I'm going to say Wentz Wagon throws at least 2-3 touchdowns. And he's going to have over 300 yards because you ain't going to be able to run the ball that well. All right. Moving to the next game. All right. Stephon Diggs will have more yards receiving than Golden Tate. Golden Tate dropped again this week. I don't know what happened to him.
I think Stephon Diggs had a terrible week last week.
Nah, Golden Tate going to bounce back. So, false.
False?
True.
False.
I'm going true.
I think true. True. True.
All right, I'm going to go.
Stafford loves throwing to his backs out the backfield. Like Theo Redick, I think he'll have more receiving yards than Golden Tate will.
All right. Frank Gore will have more touchdowns than Le'Veon Bell.
False.
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 Yeah, false.
I'm going to say true. They're playing.
Gore may get one, but Bell's probably going to get two.
Gore had one and 70 yards receiving this past week. I think he'll get at least two this week. And he's on my fantasy team, so there you go.
Hey, you know what else I just realized? And I want to take back that thing I said about Golden Tate, because Golden Tate's going to be covered by my man Xavier Rhodes.
Who had a 100-yard interception return this week.
So he going up against a null, so I'm going to have to go with that.
He's going to get locked. Yeah, Tate's going to get locked up.
Yup.
I might have to pick up Ryan Tannehill this week and play Ryan freaking Tannehill against the 49ers, because anybody can throw the ball against the 49ers. Right?
Jared, here's the next.
I want to pick up Carson Wentz.
Right?
Mm.
I'm telling you who you might want to pick up is the guy I'm getting ready to mention. Jared Goff will have more yards passing than Drew Brees.
No, don't do that.
What if we play a Madden 17?
No. Yeah.
And Drew Brees is sitting down?
On Madden with whatever, whoever New Orleans backup is.
Drew Brees will have more yards passing in a single quarter than Jared Goff will have.
That
in
is a good. Game. That's a good call. Yeah, no. Drew Brees is going to throw for like 130 in the first quarter.
Yeah. First of all, you said the St. Louis Rams first when you first said it.
No, I did it on purpose.
I figured, but still, it's just funny to hear that.
The St. Louis Rams have a chance.
Are the St. Louis Rams going to bring back Torrey Holt?
Yeah,
and
Marshall
Isaac King,
Marshall
and
Falk,
Marshall Falk,
Kurt
and
Warner,
and the greatest show on turf.
Hell, Mark Bolger.
Bolger, that was the quarterback of the Rams. I can't remember his name.
So false, true.
You're
are you serious? are you trolling? So you're
trolling right now.
He's got to be trolling, guys. He does not believe Jared Goff is going to have more passing yards.
He is a savior for the Rams.
Come on. 68,000 career passing yards to 100.
I would be willing to bet you that Todd Gurley has more rushing yards than Jared Goff has passing yards.
More than likely.
And it's probably only going to be like 90 to like 60.
No, that's
the Rams will probably have more penalty yards than Jared Goff has.
That's a good bet. That's a good bet.
That is coming up next. Oh, don't worry. Man. The next one we have. That's great.
Oh, boy.
Jordan, or what did you call him last week?
Who was that?
Not Jordan Howard, but you call him Robbie Howard or something for the Bears.
Wait.
He called Jordan Howard something two weeks ago.
Why? Jordan Howard's the truth. What?
Jordan Howard will have more.
What y'all talking about?
Jordan Howard had like 3 weeks where he ain't do nothing. All of a sudden, he wants to have a 100-yard rushing game after I drop his dumb
Jordan
ass.
Howard and DeMarco Murray will have more yards passing than Matt Barkley. And
more yards passing?
Yeah. More yards.
Oh, more yards.
I think Matt Barkley will be okay. He'll get 100 yards passing, man.
No, Alshon Jeffrey.
Who gets more?
Cameron Meredith.
All right. True or false?
Cameron's who pretty get, good.
All right. No, just tell me. Who gets more passing yards, Jared Goff or Matt Barkley?
Matt Barkley.
I'll go with Matt Barkley. More snaps.
Matt Barkley, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
But they still got – and on top of the fact that the Rams still have Goff on training wheels too, so it's
– I mean, did you see the restricted game plan?
Yeah.
The handcuff game plan for him yesterday?
Yep. They're letting the wheels go this
week. He did not complete a pass for more than 7 yards.
Yep. It was like 4.3 yards per attempt was his average.
4.3 yards? That's good for a running back. That's not good for a quarterback.
Not for a completion. For the attempts.
With 4.3 yards.
All right, and the last one, Ryan Fitzpatrick will have less interceptions than Tom Brady.
That's got to be false, man.
That's false. Yeah, that's false.
They might each have one. Like, Fitzpatrick might have a good game this week.
Well, I picked the Jets, so I'm going to say true.
Picks Patrick.
I'll say false.
Fitz tragic.
Which I'm going to tell you what. Look, the New England defense, they can't cause turnovers at all.
Quick update on some stories. Steve Francis arrested for retaliating against a police officer. Felony arrest.
I saw that earlier.
What are you doing,
man?
Franchise? All right, what are you doing?
All right. Let's move on to college football real fast. Thanksgiving Day, we got number 16 LSU at 25 Texas A&M. Anybody care?
Ed Orgeron.
I don't.
LSU. I don't care at all.
LSU, I guess.
LSU.
I'm going to go with the Aggies.
Let's get to real games.
Friday, NC State at UNC.
Carolina.
Give me State, man.
I'll go State.
NC State
at UNC.
Oh, Carolina. UNC. Oh, State.
But they're like 8 miles apart. Like, yeah. It just doesn't matter. You can walk.
Number 6, Washington at 22, Washington State. Big game.
Give me Washington.
UW, the Huskies got to win this game because they know they're about to get right back in the playoffs.
That was my top four a few weeks ago. Right. They were my top four.
I had them too.
I'm going to go with the Cougars. I'm going to go with old Mike Leach.
Of course you are.
To win this game.
Mike Leach.
Toledo at number 21, Western Michigan. By the way, that was great seeing game day in Kalamazoo, Michigan, watching them there. Yeah, Western Michigan.
Give me Western Michigan.
Right. Yeah. Why you shake your head? It's Western Michigan.
Why do we care?
Yeah.
Dude, they're undefeated. We care.
Are they going to make the playoff?
Not even close. They're not even going to crack the top
15. They do have one of the best receivers in college football, though. I will tell you, the guy I can't remember, Mike Adams, something like that. He is one of the best players.
He ain't better than D.D. Westbrook.
Listen, he is the fifth wide receiver on the board this year.
Is he?
Yeah. He's really good, dude. I'm just saying.
But that D.D. Westbrook Saturday, man, he had a guy draped on him. He dragged him for 7 yards, broke him off, and then ran 40 yards, outran the rest of the guys for the touchdown. That guy is something else, man.
All right, there are way more important games this week.
No, I know. Number 3, Michigan at number 2, Ohio State Saturday.
There we go.
Woo!
There we go.
There you go. Go ahead.
Michigan's quarterback isn't playing, is he?
Yeah, that's why it's Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Buckeyes.
Ohio State.
If Michigan quarterback was playing, I would take Michigan.
In a route. And you know what's going to be?
I don't trust JT Barrett that much, though. But
I don't either. But I'm going to tell you what's funny. They're going to route Michigan, but here's the funny part. They're not even going to play for their own conference because Penn State's not going to lose again this year.
At all. So then do we keep Ohio State in the playoff?
Yep.
Because that's
crazy.
Bias.
I would have never guessed in a million years that the Big Ten would have got two people in the college
and
football
And they got
playoffs.
Right this year right now, though.
Yeah. Because I'm okay with Penn State or Wisconsin. If they win, as long as they both win out and whoever wins that game in the Big Ten championship gets in and Ohio State gets in, I'm perfectly okay with that.
I'm going to go Ohio State. Michigan without their quarterback. Now, Michigan does have a backup quarterback that has played college football. So, it's possible they win. Number 15, Auburn at number 1, Alabama.
Auburn.
You got Auburn upset.
Iron Bowl, baby.
I'm going with Auburn upset, too.
I can't pick against the Tide, man.
Give me that. Stop giving me that. Oh, this is the greatest college football team of all time. They ain't no 95 Nebraska Cornhuskers. You crazy.
I agree.
I got Alabama.
I don't know if I would say they're the best. I think the Florida State team with Deion Sanders was the best.
Florida State team with Charlie Ward.
Charlie Ward.
They beat a very good Notre Dame team that year, too.
Yes.
I can't remember who the quarterback was.
That was one of those Lou Holtz teams. I
can't remember who was quarterback when Deion was there, but he was pretty good.
I don't know, man. But it's hard to go against that USC team with Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, and Lindell White.
Here's why I could go against them, because they took the trophy away from them. So I can go against them because they didn't win.
Vince Young took that trophy away.
No, I'm talking about
the one that they actually won.
No, they didn't win it because they took it away from them because of the Reggie Bush.
I don't give a crap what you say. They won it.
They didn't really win it.
I don't know.
Anyway.
That Miami University team with Ed Reed and Vince Wilfork. And
that's
Ed
what I'm saying.
James,
Miami teams,
yeah,
you
those
ain't beat.
Early 2000 Miami teams were something else.
And Jeremy Shockey. Yeah.
Those were even the championship teams. No. You know what I'm saying?
But they won it in 2000 over Ohio State.
Right, right.
I would even take the quarterback coach for Carolina right now, his team that year. What's the quarterback's coach?
Ken Dorsey's team.
That team that team.
Was that his? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, Chris Winkie, the Florida State team, had a good team.
Yes, they did.
By the way, do you know who quarterback coach for the Rams is?
Don't say Chris Winkie.
Chris Winkie.
Chris Lincoln. He was coaching somewhere.
Yeah. He's a great quarterback coach.
He was a great college quarterback. He was one of those ones that redefined. He played as an old man.
Because he was playing baseball. He was playing baseball.
He was 31 when he won his Heisman Trophy. He was like 30 or 30.
He won't crap in the pros, but in college, Chris Winkie was something else.
Because he came to Florida State at 27, I believe, or something like that. Because he played
after Danny Cannell.
Yeah,
he was in the same high school class with Drew Bledsoe and all those guys.
Yeah,
he was like in that class, but he played baseball before coming to play.
We really spent a lot of time on Chris Winkie. I didn't think we was gonna spend that long.
Talking about a Heisman Trophy.
That's right.
I can't believe you guys are standing up for Chris Winkie.
Watch our mouths about Chris Winkie.
That's the reason Jared Goff will have a huge day Sunday is because Chris
Winkie.
If Jared Goff is good, it's because of Chris Winkie.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said. That's right.
All right. Ohio State, right?
OSU, yeah.
All right. Notre Dame at 13 USC. You already said you're going to Ohio
State.
No,
I don't.
Oh, I thought you did.
Go ahead. I'm waiting for you to get to a certain portion of these pick'ems that I'm waiting
for. Are you
going to
Ohio State?
Yes.
Okay. Ohio State. All right, I'm moving on. Notre Dame at USC, number 13.
USC by three touchdowns.
Notre Dame.
Trojans.
I mean USC. Michigan State USC. At number 8, Penn State. This is a big game, dude.
Michigan State is just awful this year,
Penn State.
Michigan State.
The Lions.
I'll go Spartans. I don't trust.
It wouldn't surprise me, but Penn State's going to take care of it.
Minnesota at number 7, Wisconsin. Minnesota has 8 wins. This is not an easy game.
Wisconsin at home.
Minnesota's a tough game.
I'm going to still go Wisconsin.
I'm going to go with Minnesota.
What do you think, Jay? I don't trust that team.
No, I'm good, man. I'm waiting on this man to get it.
Number 12, Utah at number 10, Colorado. This is a top 12 game.
Utah.
This is number 12 against 10.
He knows he's doing it on purpose.
I know.
It's the last game of the night.
He's burning his bacon.
Go ahead. Who you got?
Oh, man. Utah. Colorado's going to get shown that they're not for real.
Take the Utes.
Utah.
I'm going to go with Colorado, and here's why. I think Colorado has a real shot to get to one of the Final Four teams, and I think they do. Will. And they're one of the most underrated teams. I think Colorado will win. The next game, South Carolina at number 4, Clemson.
Oh, my God. Give me South Carolina. No, Clemson's going to win by like 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, Clemson better win this game.
I'm going with South Carolina with the upset.
That's a good call.
I'm going to go with South Carolina as well.
Okay.
UConn at Boston College.
Are you kidding me right now? I'm going to hit him.
We're talking about BC? Come on now.
Boston College? Oh, give me Boston College in that game, though.
BC powders. Something I don't want to talk about now.
All right.
And the highlight of the night, I don't know their rankings.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll tell you. Let me get the rankings for you. That's not it. What game are you talking about? There's like no other game that day, dude.
See, here we go.
Let's see.
Watch ourselves.
We got Houston at Memphis. You talking about that one?
No. The game. Keep going.
Oh, here you go. Florida International at ODU.
Florida International. Although ODU's got a good running game.
South Alabama at Idaho.
Idaho's actually a pretty good team this year.
Oregon at Oregon State. Big rivalry game.
Oregon State.
The biggest rivalry game of the day.
The biggest rivalry. Hey, you know what? You're just throwing shade to even Michigan and Ohio State. That ain't even funny.
And then, last but not least, East Carolina.
This man. If it's East Carolina, I'm taking whoever else you're about to say. East Carolina's bad.
East Carolina's terrible.
My sister goes there.
And the last big game of the weekend, UNCC at Texas Antonio.
Ooh, Texas San Antonio.
Taking Texas San Antonio.
UTSA, baby.
I'm taking UNCC.
The Roadrunners.
All right. Was there any other games that I may have missed? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the prime time
number
game.
23, Florida at number 17, Florida State. If anybody's going to pay attention to it, it's 8
I'm
o'clock.
I'm taking
game.
Florida State, man.
Florida no, State I'm, all day long. I'm Florida
all
State.
Day, every day. Dalvin Woo. Cook, two.
Where's the Gator? I can't remember Tyson O'Neal. No, Tyson O'Neal does it all the time. Yeah.
Go on ahead, throw the Gator Chomp.
Hold on, wait a minute. Dalvin Cook scored again, y'all. Damn, another touchdown.
No, Luke Del Rio. No, I'm just kidding. I will go with Florida State. I'm just messing with
you. And to be honest, if you take away like three games from Lamar Miller, the UNC Charlotte game, the Syracuse game, where he ran up these big ass stats, Dalvin Cook would be the front runner for the Heisman.
Yep.
Because he's had a miraculous last six, seven games. He's been
what?
Putting
it's
up
Titus O'Neal. Nuts.
Titus O'Neal.
Titus O'Neal, man. Come on.
What was
he did the thing. I can't do it.
I know. See? I know what he's doing. He sounds like a stupid sea otter.
He needs to go.
That's the Gators, man. Dalvin Cook, 225 all-purpose yards, two touchdowns. We beat Florida. What do you think? Like,
I mean, if he does that against one of the better defenses,
35-17.
Yep.
All right, let's move into NBA real fast. We got a couple games there. This week, Monday, you got the Raptors at the Clippers. Clippers are playing great.
Clippers are the best team in basketball.
They will win the West.
I don't know about that one.
Thunder at the Lakers on Tuesday. That's another
Lakers
great game
moving
to watch.
Up the power rankings.
Yep. Wednesday, you got the Blazers at the Cavs. Cavs. Raptors at Rockets.
Rockets.
Lakers at Warriors.
Warriors.
Warriors looking to avenge one of the losses. Oh, yes. Friday, the Spurs at the Celtics.
Spurs.
And then Monday, Hawks at Warriors.
Dub Nation.
Hawks in an upset.
No, I think the Hawks, too, because they have no answer for Dwight Howard underneath. Dwight Howard's going to have like 25, 30 rebounds. He had 18 the other day.
Yep. He's huge. 10 points before he got ejected. By hitting Cody.
Oh, I'm
talking
about the next game after when they won, actually, because he wasn't getting worn out by Cody Zeller. Laugh when Cody Zeller got a contract.
We should have gave Cash Money Player of the Week for Cody.
Oh, yeah.
He's a serviceable player.
He is a serviceable NBA player. And this is what serviceable NBA players do for you.
Yeah. All right, Roy Hibbert. All right, let's go on to two words.
Did I say Roy Hibbert was serviceable?
Oh, here we go.
Roy Hibbert.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you. He had an all right game one.
Roy. All right, Roy Hibbert. No, I'm just kidding. In NFL documentary that him and Steve Smith has, him and Cam Newton butted heads in Carolina.
Well, that's not yeah. Nothing new.
Not news.
That's
not
obvious.
That's not new at all. But I remember seeing a game.
We saw it on the sideline.
Yeah.
He was like, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Steve Smith was giving him the business, and he couldn't handle it.
Other than being a cap casualty, they couldn't have those two on the same team. Yeah. Two totally different personalities in that locker room. That would have been toxic.
They tried to railroad Steve Smith, tried to give him a really lesser deal because they wanted him gone anyway.
Yeah.
Bad blood, I'll just say that. Carolina Hurricanes owner says he wants to sell at any cost and has no issues relocating franchise.
Big deal. Do we care about hockey in the Carolinas? You care?
I don't. No.
I thought you made a mistake and we're supposed to be talking about Miami Hurricanes. I don't even
know. They're not relocating Miami.
I've been saying that for 3 weeks now. Why the hell are we called the Hurricanes?
I don't know.
This is just stupid. Get them out of here,
I got two words for you. Charlotte T-Storms.
Storms.
Thunderstorms. I mean, dude, Charlotte thunderstorms. Think about it. You get big clouds.
But you know what?
Lightning.
Western Carolina needs some thunderstorms before we burn
they
up.
They definitely right? do. I would like for them to move Charlotte. That's what they need to do. Texas firing of Charlie Strong, if they still do. Thoughts, two words.
Right move.
Booster driven.
Not welcome.
Doomed from the start. I know that's more than two words, but he was doomed from the start. I'm going to keep saying that.
Replacing legend.
Mack Brown? Well, Mack Brown was a good
Mack Brown never lost more or never lost less than eight games except once.
This is more than two.
Plus, he's a good old boy.
What's bad with college football? This is what's bad with college football. These guys that go to these schools and they don't really get a shot.
Yep.
So, and he wasn't going to get one from the beginning because he was fourth, fifth choice in line. And I'm afraid this is the same thing that's going to happen this year at LSU because Ed Orgeron's not getting the job. Then they don't
and
get the right person.
And they not get Jimbo Fisher.
Then they don't get the right person. And then they have to fire the next person in 2 years. I still think the best person at LSU would be Lane Kiffin. That's
they might go in that
Jimbo
direction.
Fisher would be the best guy, but if Jimbo goes to LSU.
We talked about it before you got here. Yeah, he's not going there.
He's not going there. Yeah. But if he did. I would love for Charlie Strong to come in and take over Florida
That's
State.
That's what we were talking about earlier.
All day.
I would like that. I would like that.
We know Charlie Strong can recruit.
He does, especially in the state of Florida. If he gets fired from Texas, he's not going to a big school. But he'll go to Purdue or somewhere smaller.
He'll probably take a year off.
You always give those college coaches, though, give them 4 years, man, at least.
You should, because you got to get the recruits and everything else. You got to get your system. But he's had three.
Or you can be like Jeff Fisher and just get a lifetime for being mediocre, less than mediocre.
Jeff Fisher and Marvin Lewis.
Hey, you know what's going to save Jeff Fisher?
Marvin Lewis is making the playoffs.
You know what's going to save Jeff Fisher?
What's that?
Jared Goff. He's going to save him. All right? He's there to save him.
His 4.3 yards per attempt?
That's right. Hey, it's better than Case Keenum. Better than Case Keenum.
Case Keenum got 4 wins.
Survivor Series 2016. He also didn't throw any touchdowns. Survivor Series 2016.
Not impressed.
Really?
I thought some of the matches were good, but Goldberg and Brock Lesnar kind of gave me a sour taste at the end of the night.
If it wasn't for that main event, I would say instant classic. Cold,
after right, that, man, that's what you sticks in your mind when you go into bed, when you turn off your TV, like,
yep,
I got that bullcrap match to finish. Y'all should have did that first.
Yep.
Got that out of my way.
Yep. Shield reunion.
That was good.
That was – I saw that Mark out so
it was
bad
coming.
For that.
You knew it was coming.
That was good.
I love it.
Shield reunion, man. Too soon. I think it's a little too soon, though.
It's been two-plus years.
2 years.
God damn it.
I will say they've been there 4 years now. It's been 2 years since
they've all held titles. So
they've all held the WWE titles, so bring them back.
Here's more than two. James Ellsworth has to go. That's all I'm going to say. That guy's got to go.
Braun Strowman. I love that guy. He's so impressive.
I love it, too. Thanksgiving Day.
Moist turkey. Please. Please. No dry bird in front of body. No dry bird in front of big shot.
I'm not a turkey guy.
I'm going to talk some
ham.
Stuff.
Ham. I'm ham.
Too much. Turkey coma. Cause
I'm going to be a fat, and I'm going to be sleeping, falling in and out of the games like this.
Uh-huh. I slept through a whole game last year. Whole game. Second game.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of FFS. Football, food, and sleep.
I definitely got to stay up for the racial slurs in the Cowboys this year because it's a big game this year. Last year, the Cowboys sucked.
Blue Jays offer Erin Carson a 4-year, $80 million deal.
They better keep him. Keep him.
Who do what?
Edwin and Carson.
He played with the Blue Jays last year.
He was one of those big bats. They got to keep him. If they're trying to make that run.
Baseball. What?
Anything?
I don't.
No, nothing.
No, I don't care.
Boston Red Sox. Boston Red Sox getting ready to get paid. That's who's going to pay them. Jets, Ryan Fitzpatrick is starting quarterback again.
True.
Those are two words.
$12 million. They give him $12 million. He better start.
Money back.
Fitz tragic.
Fitz magic.
See, if I was an owner or a GM, I'd put somewhere in the contract. If you are that bad and I end up having to bench you, I get to recoup 70% of that guaranteed money I gave to you.
Here's more than two. Quarterback worse than Jared Goff.
All right. I'm ready to end the show. I cannot hear any more about Jared Goff. My head.
I would say.
On that note.
Hey.
You got any bomb voyages?
Of course, to this week's episode of BSS Carolinas, hashtag rule of three. Enjoy your turkey day. Make sure you eat a lot. Drink wisely. Stay off the roads if you're drinking. Also, bomb voyage to Brangelina. I know it's been about a month now, but we didn't mention it here. That was the Hollywood power couple getting divorced. I can't believe it. My feelings are hurt. So hard to say goodbye,
baby.
To yesterday,
when you left with
I figure it fits right in when you're talking about this. So, hey, go ahead.
What's the jam? I just want to listen to Boys and Men now.
I'm here for you.
They're coming soon
with New Kids on the Block.
That's what I got this week.
You got any bon voyage, bye byes, anything?
Bon voyage to CJ ProSize, my fantasy team, and everything that goes along with it.
All right, you got anything?
Just, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we'll be back. We'll see y'all next week. with another great show.
Absolutely. AJ Green to miss week 12, but to return this season. They say he might not, but he will be back. Texas has fired Charlie Strong. Also, Gio Bernard out for the season, torn ACL. I meant to mention that earlier.
He's looking for a second opinion, but torn ACL. Come on, man.
They say he's done. The breaking news I meant to add, George Klinsmann is out as coach of Team USA.
Yeah, he
was 55-27-16 since hiring in 2011.
For real.
The guy's 55-27-16.
I mean,
it takes more than 5 years to build a national team.
We act like we have the talent to compete with the powers.
We act like we care about soccer in this country as much.
I do every 4 years.
I know, but there's a lot of growth that needs to take place in this country.
A lot of talent that needs to come up before we can compete.
Jay Cutler could be done for the season with an injury. Matt Barkley starting this weekend. Pat's Alan Branch suspended 4 games for marijuana use. Cowboys, Cowboys lose tight end James Hanna for the season. He's a blocking tight end.
Okay,
he's like fourth string.
Oh hey,
don't worry.
Bye bye to McClain.
Rolando McClain.
Rolando McClain is suspended 10 games, and he's gone for another
year.
An
additional year.
Yeah.
Like, dude, so, leave the women's estrogen alone. What?
He won't be back. Bears linebacker, some more Bears news. Jarrell Freeman suspended 4 games for violating PED policy.
Yep.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Is it a competitive advantage even if you're losing too? Still losing?
I mean, does it really matter?
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter. Yeah,
it's a competitive advantage when you're trying to make them tackles for your guaranteed money.
Thoughts and prayers with Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians hospitalized with chest pain. Tests have been
favored twice in 2 years.
Yeah,
for Bruce
so
Arians?
There's talks that after his season, who knows if he'll be back.
He needs to check.
Well, if he leaves, Tony Romo is not going there.
That's right?
No,
he's Denver, and I think Tony Romo's going to Denver.
I agree. I think that's where
I just don't see John Elway ponying up a draft pick to try to trade for him and taking that $20 million hit.
I think Jerry Jones is going to cut him and not trade him.
No, he won't cut him.
He will trade him so he can go wherever he wants to go.
He will trade him somewhere.
If he cuts him, then you could definitely go there, but
Tony will only go to a contender that has a shot.
Would Jerry Jones take that huge cap hit if he cuts Tony Romo? Because that'd be $20 million
it's dead money anyway.
Against the salary cap.
It's dead money anyway.
It's 10.
Well, you'll have to pay for it next year anyway.
It'll be 10.
It'll be 10?
All right. I don't have anything else. You guys got anything else?
Nah.
Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Root for the Cowboys to beat the racial slurs. Make sure you join us next week, next Thursday. Next Monday, we'll try to have a – actually, we're not because WWE Raw is in town next week.
Is it?
Monday. Is it?
At next Spectrum?
Yep. So I will be there for that. So we will have a Thursday show. So make sure you tune in. Follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas. Check out our website, breakdownsportsshow.com. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Good day.